Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. At the moment in the country where I live, we are commemorating the death of William Shakespeare. Well, that's a strange thing to do in itself, to commemorate anybody's death. William Shakespeare died at the age of 52. And he died on May the 3rd in 1616. Now, there seems to be a little bit of debate exactly as to the date of his death. I see some quote it as the 23rd of April. But people are commemorating his death because he was a great man, because he was a great writer, because he's probably the most famous English writer who ever lived. As a Christian, I commemorate the death of Jesus Christ every week. On a Sunday morning, I think about the fact that he died, that he bore the judgment of God for sin, and that he is the Saviour of the world. And I do that on a regular basis because I am completely convinced that he is the only one who can forgive men for their wrong, the only one who paid for their sins upon a cross and took the judgment of God and rose from the dead. There are some interesting things about William Shakespeare and some very, very interesting quotes. He is the most quoted English writer, and I just like to bring your attention to three quotes. The most famous one is actually, "To be or not to be, that is the question." That's from Hamlet. It is a question, isn't it? To be or not to be. My question actually would be slightly different to you. Where will you be in the next life? The Bible says that we should prepare to meet God. Another quote that is pretty much quoted very, very often, and it's the second most famous quote, and it says this: all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. That's from As You Like It. Well, yes, the world is a stage, and you play your part, but your life is not just an insignificant fable, or something that will be there for a while and be forgotten forever. The Bible says this: it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. There is life after death. But that takes me to the third quote that I think is really important. And he says this: a man can die but once. That's from Henry IV, part two. That is an absolute essential truth from the Bible. A man can die but once. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this. I wonder, as you think about these three statements, to be or not to be, what's your life like now? Where will you be in the next life? The world's a stage? You're just a player? Or has your life got significance? The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? William Shakespeare, a great poet, a great writer, but I wonder today, as you commemorate or think about his death, would you consider another who died for you and bore the judgment of God so that you might know eternal life? May God richly bless you through his word today. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.